Amalfi State was my first job as a musician, you know. So I moved from France to the UK. So I was looking for a job as a musician. So in fact, the position was advertised on, I think it was a website on the internet. So they were looking for a double bass player. So I said to myself, okay, maybe that's what I could start with, you know, because as I'm a musician, I wanted to work only on the music industry. So I found the position. They called me for an audition, and Peter, the music director, was happy about my playing, and that's how I started. In fact, you know, I used to work with prominent, you know, music stars in France. You know, we used to tour with, you know, different conditions from the circuit. You know, the kind of tour where, you know, you travel by plane. You know, you go to a new town. You know, there's someone taking your suitcase, your instrument. You go to a 4 or 5 stars hotel, and then. You know, you wait until it's time to the sound check and the show. So with Immortal was different because working with a circuit was completely different. You know? That was a really different experience. I turned there. I needed to purchase a caravan, you know, to live in the caravan. It was a different environment for me. So to be honest, the beginning was difficult, you know, because I've never lived in the caravan, you know. And the thing is, you know, as a circus musician, when the show is finished, we need to strip off the tent and, you know, bring the tent down. It was physical, you know. Really, the condition was really difficult, but the show itself and the people working really hard that there were really, it was like being part of a family, you know. When people love each other, you know, they support each other. They just understood that it wasn't my thing, really. I came from a different environment. I got a lot of support and love from them as well, yeah. The work was involving, you know, starting rehearsing in the morning, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Yeah, at the beginning. I was just shattered, you know. I remember one day I went to the chemistry. I told her, you know, I'm really tired, you know. Have you got something for me? And she said, what are you doing at the job? I said, I work with the circus. It was in Cardiff. And she said, oh, is it the circus in this road? Yeah. Tell your boss that it's against the law, you know. When the show is already, you know, ready, you know, it's more relaxed, you know, you can work only 2 hours a day, you know. It was like being transported to another planet. It's so beautiful, you know, the light, the performers, even people I knew really, when the show started, they were like different persons, you know. Beautiful, it's like being, you know, to the closest place from the paradise, to the paradise, yes. Once a year, I can send a message to Ali, you know, to say, oh, okay, happy new year. Yes, I'm in touch with Ali once a year, you know, because I got a lot of affection to her, you know, because she's really, really a nice person, you know. The reason I left the circus is it was really because of my family, you know. So I was away from my family and my kids were about, you know, 7 and 8. They were still at their young ages, so they really needed my support, my presence at home, you know. So after the circus, what did I do? I started teaching in a music school in the UK, and then I found another circus based in London. It was an African circus, you know, with performers coming from Africa and France. So I worked with them, and then I did a BA in jazz music at Middlesex University, you know, in order to, you know, fill the gap in my jazz knowledge. And now I'm working as a musician, you know, full-time musician, you know, self-employed musician. I would like you to have a show again, you know, once with all those guys, Peter, Annette, Dylan, you know, because it's really nice. It's a really nice show. The music is really, really good. Beautiful music. And you have your freedom to express yourself as well. I miss these nice performers as well, nice people, you know, really nice human being. I have to admit that I wasn't really a party goer, you know, because for me it was really physical. And the performers, they are used to that, you know. After every show, I was in my caravan sleeping, you know, to gain my energy back for the next one. But people there, they're used to party, drinks, beers, you know, every night. I didn't do that at all. They can tell you themselves, you know. I was all every time in my caravan, you know. It was a bit of kind of different environment for me.